This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Thank you. Welcome to the bank holiday special stage door with myself, Kevin Wilson, and my guest, who is also special, Graham Craig.
Special.
Thank you. We are the specials.
Yes.
Graham, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, good. I wanted to chat to you about memories. Mm. Bank holidays are a good time to sit back in the chair with a glass of Lucozade or whatever, and a hot dog, whatever diet you're on. I'm on a whole food diet, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I eat everything. I was just wondering, what's your happiest memory? I was feeling a bit philosophical about that on the dog walk this morning.
Mm.
Have you got a happiest memory?
I've probably got loads, but they kind of like, they change every day, because, I mean, I suppose because my wife will be listening today, because she's at home, she doesn't have to pick up one of the boys from school, she will be, I would say that, probably my wedding day would be one of the happiest memories.
Probably.
But then you see, is it superseded or on par with, being present at the birth of my two boys?
Yeah.
You see, and then you see things that happen then through our lives, like, and I kind of like, one has just finished his first term at Platform One, and they had to do a gig at the end, because he's a musician, he wants to be a musician and go into that industry. I was looking at him, watching him on stage and thinking, oh, how proud I was. That was a really happy memory.
Yeah, you're bringing a tear to me, I know.
Yeah, I nearly brought one to mine.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Well, one of my happiest memories is nothing like that. All sentiments out the window. One of mine is, and I can still remember this moment, as a school kid, on my way to school on my own, running because I was a little bit late and I used to run everywhere anyway.
Yeah.
I skidded to a halt because I saw a pound on the pavement. And I grabbed it. And I thought, no, I can't go to the sweet shop now. So I put it in my pocket. And a pound, when I was little, that's a lot of money. You could get a lot of sweets with that.
Yeah,
and that was a really exciting, happy memory, which I have never, ever forgotten.
Mm.
Even though it was only 10 years ago.
Okay. Being ultra nostalgic then.
Go on.
Happy memory would be, when you used to get your pocket money when you were sort of like, under 10, and it was like loads and loads of money, wasn't it? It was like, being rich for half an hour until you got to the shop.
Yeah.
And we used to go, me and my mate used to get our pocket money on Saturday mornings, and just after swap shop, but before like Football Focus and the start of the sport for the afternoon, we would leg it to the shop and go and buy some sweets. So we're all kind of like, we got our stuff to keep us going through the afternoon, World of Sport and Grandstand, stuff like that. And the sweet shop owner had got these sweets in, which were, in the days of like, you had a half pence piece, right? You could get these sweets and they were two for half a piece, so basically four for a pound.
Yeah.
So then you'd buy, we spent, I think our pocket money at that particular time was about 75 pence a week, right?
Yeah.
About 50p of these went on these sweets. This bloke was so annoyed at counting all these sweets out. I think he just sold us the can, the big sort of canister, and said, look, if you want to buy it, it's this. Can you just, stick your pocket money together, buy it every couple of weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
But they were so nice. Even my mum, dad, sent me back round to the shop. That annoyed him even more.
Yeah, okay.
But they were really nice.
That's a good memory. Mm. And I got another memory. I was a bit older, doing my motorbike test.
Oh, yeah.
And I passed it. It had to be the second attempt, though, because the first attempt, I made one mistake. And did you do the motorbike test ever?
I've never.
Well, the biggest nightmare of all for me was you have to do a U-turn. So turning the bike round in a normal size road rather than a motorway size road.
Right.
Without putting your foot down.
Okay.
And so if you that shows the control you have of the machine. So yeah. You can't rev up too fast, otherwise you'll go bombing off down the street. You have to do a slow controlled U-turn without your feet touching the ground to stabilise it.
Mm.
The first time I failed, but the second time I did it. And that's a really happy memory.
Oh.
It's little things, isn't it? I just remember that. I felt overjoyed. Yeah. I've done it. I haven't got a bike anymore, but... Yeah, that was another one. And my last one, I've obviously got the family one. My wife isn't listening, so I'm not mentioning her. I've got...
You're so in trouble when I see your wife.
Oh, I know. Don't tell anybody who knows her. Don't tell her I said that. But I remember a long time ago, Ryan Giggs, in his prime, you know, footballer, played for Man United, and I used to go and watch Saints play regularly when they were at the old ground, St Mary's, and I was down on the touchline, seat right by the touchline, and Man United came to play. Ryan Giggs was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been so awestruck at a footballer, so quick. Came right up to the touchline next to me, picked a ball up, and then he just went. It was like faster than my motorbike. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
So that's a happy memory. But my worst one, very quickly, before you do the events roundup, because that's what we're here to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't get a word in here, Graham.
It's Bank Holiday, you know.
It's a special edition.
Special edition.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Very limited. But my worst one was realising, eventually, that there's no Father Christmas.
Ooh, yeah.
That was last year. No, but... but, yeah, I still want to believe, I really do, that there is one. Do you think there could be one, really?
I still like the fact that, you know, we still try and pretend to my kids, even though they know he doesn't exist, and he does for those who are still, you know...
Yeah.
Want to believe, but still, like, you know, putting out that little shot of whiskey cake and stuff like that. And I'm always saying to my wife, I said, God, don't put stuff out I don't like, because I'm the one. She always did it. She always put like stuff I didn't like. I'm thinking, and then she'd say to me, like, you know, when the kids are like sound asleep, you know, when they were younger, and she'd say, right. Go and eat it, you know, don't waste it. Go and eat that, drink that, and
she could eat it, couldn't she? Why does it have to be you?
Because it was...
I don't want to stir things up.
It was deemed it was my job.
Really?
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't know which part of the contract that was written into.
I'd have a word with her when you get back home.
I think it was in the, you know, the short stuff at the bottom. The very fine print, you know, the stuff that's in a font you can't read, and it's very light as well. I think it was in that.
Yeah, I don't remember that being in the wedding service when I got married, though. You will eat a stale mince pie and sweet sherry. Well, any more memories before we move on?
I had a football one as well. I used to go and watch Tranmere Rovers from probably about the age of 8, 9 up until about I was 14, and then I kind of fell out of love with football.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the pre-season matches and stuff that they used to have. So, you know, being in the North West, we used to get, or Tranmere Rovers used to have, sort of teams play against teams made up of Liverpool 11, Man United and Man City, and, you know, some of the other North West teams as pre-season friendly warm-ups.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd get to see, because, you know, Tranmere in the lowly fourth divisions, third divisions at the time, you were never going to see any big stars, were you, apart from those pre-season friendlies. So that was good. You know, you get the likes of Steve Coppell, who started at Tranmere Rovers.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, just before I'd started to go and watch them, and you know, all the big stars from Liverpool and Everton, and it was amazing to see them.
Yeah, good stuff. Graham, Will you get on with it? I'm waiting for the event round a bit. You're just keeping me talking.
Okay, sorry.
We need to focus on this special edition.
Right.
Okay. Over to you, Graham.
Okay, well, this week, well, it started back in the last week, I think. It's the 2017 Gatcombe and Chillerton Scarecrow Festival. Now, I think that is a... it's been on for a few years.
Yeah, I know it well.
And I just think it's a fantastic thing, you know. It's one of those... I don't know. I haven't investigated to see whether it's done anywhere else in the UK, but it's just quite unique, isn't it? It's an island thing. And it's on from Saturday the 27th, which has just gone, through to Sunday the 4th of June. I think they've got, if I can find my tab here, they've got Chillerton Village Hall that's been transformed into Aunt Sally's Tea Room, serving tea and cakes. And the village reading room has been transformed into the Gallybagger Inn, which will serve beverages and snacks, including local ales and cider. And at Aunt Sally's Tea Room, open from 11 till 4, caricaturist Tony Hall is on the green outside. So it's
Gallybagger is the Isle of Wight word for scarecrow, isn't it?
Is it?
Did you not know
no,
that?
No, I didn't know
it
that.
Is.
I just thought it was the name of a cheese.
No.
Ah.
It's a dialect word like Overner and all that.
Yeah.
Corkhead.
Which is what we are, aren't we?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Overners.
But now, since you mentioned it, I've had a quick look. There is a Scarecrow Festival at Kettlewell near Skipton, North Yorkshire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And somewhere called Urchfont and Gatcombe and Chillerton. I've only found all three. There's only about half a dozen by the looks of it in the country, so it is quite a rare thing.
But I do like the fact that you could just, because I go through Rookley quite often, and there's always, you know, when it's near, because there's always one that sort of
they put one
that.
Down on the green there, don't they?
And then so I always think, right, at some stage I'm going to get the kids in the car, and you know, we'll have a drive around and see all the others, because they're just sitting outside of people's houses.
I know, it's wonderful.
At the bus stops and stuff like that.
Know.
It's great.
I drove through there on my way in, and there's loads of traffic and loads of people already. The rain was coming down, bless them, but I think there's more than ever before this year. It looked really busy.
Did it?
So I won't go back that way, because I think I might be a traffic hazard if I do. I'll take an alternative route, but if anybody is going to go, don't park in the village. Just try and park outside and walk in.
Yeah.
Because you'd be doing everybody a favour if you do.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. This weekend coming, well, it's Newport Jazz Weekend, but it actually starts from Thursday, the 1st of June, through to Sunday. The lineup is all set, they're ready to go. They've got a couple of locations, or various locations. Have a look at the link, which takes you through to the actual website, and you'll see everything that you need to know about the Jazz Weekend, who to go and see, where to go and see them, and have a great... I love a bit of jazz.
I like jazz.
I like a bit of jazz. There's sort of multi layers to it as well, isn't there? It's not just sort of like, you know,
no
one genre. There's lots of different bits. Mercury, who is a Queen tribute band, are in Newport on Friday the 2nd. So are Fleetwood Mac. They're on Saturday. Old Gaffer's Festival is on this weekend from Friday through to Sunday.
Yeah, the big events have started happening, haven't
over
they?
Over at Yarmouth, and it's not the following weekend is Isle of Wight Festival as well.
Festival, yeah.
Sunday's on the Bayou, Sunday 4th, down at Newport with popular local band Cajun Days. The Mondo Mix Festival is this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And he's certainly brought the weather with him, but it's Buddy Holly's Winter Dance Party at Shanklin on Friday the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
He says the day after those tremendous storms, that lightning storm last night was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of some of the stuff on that's on this week. This month, Joel Dommett, he sold out, but you never know. Somebody might have, you know, chosen the wrong night after give their tickets up, sell them or whatever. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. Still plenty of music on at Rylston Gardens. Perhaps not. Lucid was supposed to be playing today.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, when I left Shanklin at 2:15, it was a more drizzly than it was in Newport when I arrived.
Yeah.
I went to the food market on Saturday.
Did you?
It's getting bigger.
Good.
More stalls there. Lots of great food. What else have we got? Wall of Floyd, Mondo Mix Festival, Soul on the Harbour. These are all coming up in June. Fame, student performance from the performing arts people from Garnelite College. ABBA reunion. Maria Kesselman with A Song in My Heart. Again, You're Only Young Twice. That's already that started Shanklin on Saturday, but it finishes tomorrow night. And Count Arthur Strong, The Sound of Mucus, comedy show Wednesday 31st at Shanklin.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And loads more coming soon. Got Cows Week coming up in July.
Yeah, and it'll be around the Island Yacht Race soon again, won't it?
Yeah.
God, the years just fly by, don't they? It always seems like a year ago that it was on. Strange, isn't it? In fact, it was a year ago that it was on. Yes,
well,
thank you.
But nearly a year.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Graham.
No problem.
All the information you need about all the events on the island are right there at whatsonwhite.com.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.